A High Court judge has sharply criticised the government's handling of legislation to regulate international surrogacy after reports emerged over the weekend of progress on the issue. In a wide-ranging rebuke, Mr Justice John Jordan said it was unacceptable for a court to learn of plans for legislation through media reports on day five of a case concerning those very issues. He made the comments after adjourning a case taken by the parents of a boy born through gestational surrogacy abroad, who say that there was an urgent need for his genetic mother to be legally recognised because his father is battling a life-threatening illness. Well, now, for more on this, we can talk to our courts reporter, Vivian Traynor, who has the details. Perhaps, Vivian, you just might sketch in a little bit more of the background to this case.
Yeah, this case began last month, Brian, and was heard for about 4 days. Cathy and Brian Egan from Kilkenny had a son through gestational surrogacy abroad. But because the law as it stands at the moment, only Brian Egan can be recognised legally as his boy's father, Cathy Egan, as the genetic mother, cannot be legally recognised as the mother, as has been established previously in the courts. But they took this High Court case asking for declarations that the failure of the state to provide her with a pathway to parentage was amounted to a breach of their son's rights under the Constitution and the European Convention on Human Rights. They say time is of the essence and urgency in this case, especially because Brian Egan is battling a life-threatening illness. Now, over the weekend, as listeners may be aware, and yesterday on this programme, we learned that a memo is due to go to Cabinet to bring forward legislation which would regulate international surrogacy in this area. And today, this case was due to resume for a fifth hearing day, but lawyers for the state, having been asked to clarify the situation, confirmed to the court that work was at an advanced stage now to bring proposals to Cabinet in respect of the regulation of international surrogacy, the very issue at the heart of this case.
And that is what the judge addressed in his comments today. What did he have to say?
Yes, he said he had seen those media reports at the weekend. He had listened to radio yesterday, and he said the emergence of those reports in the case led him to ponder if his court was being treated with respect. He said this is day five of this hearing and the state has been represented in the case throughout. And he asked, how is it right that this is how the state decides to deal with this court in terms of advising it of its intentions in relation to the core issues in this proceedings? And senior counsel Mary O'Toole, representing the state, said it was at no stage the intention to show any disrespect to the court or the plaintiffs in this case. She pointed out that the legislative process was taking place independently of the court proceedings, as had been outlined in their initial submissions in this case. But the judge said that the media reports had indicated that a memo would go to Cabinet in the next 2 weeks. And he said newspapers didn't just dream up these reports. They must have come either from a press release or from government sources. And he said that this should have been dealt with long ago. A commitment made, the matter progressed instead of the trenchant opposition to the points being raised by the plaintiffs in this case. And he said there in the middle of the case, there's publication of reports saying, well, by the way, we're at an advanced stage in bringing a memo to Cabinet in order to provide this route to parentage. And he said that it appeared now that commercial surrogacy was to be treated with retrospective recognition, and that would apply to the Egans. He said it's only on day five of the case that the court is told, and he said that was not good enough. It was not fair to the Egans and not fair to the public that a matter of such important policy issue should be dealt with in that way.
So where does this leave things now? Where does this leave this case?
Well, counsel for the Egans, Micheál P. O'Higgin, said that they welcomed these developments, but like everybody else and other families concerned, the Egans had read these reports but were unable to verify them, which added to their stress and uncertainty over the weekend. But they do nevertheless welcome any development in the area. He said it might be in the public interest that the case be paused or adjourned until further information becomes available. The couple themselves said that they would welcome an adjournment. The judge actually asked Cathy Egan to get into the witness stand to make sure that she was happy with that, and she said she would. And afterwards she said that she was very happy at these developments and she now had faith in the legislative process that matters would be brought to a conclusion. So the case is now adjourned. The judge will expect an update from the state parties to the case in December.
Vivian Traynor, thank you very much for that.